The Stranger Next Door. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Neighbors told CNN they knew the Garrido family wasn't typical.
Weirdos. They weren't average people. You could just tell by looking at them. You kind of got the creeps from them, you know?
A coworker who'd talked to his daughters knew their education wasn't typical.
They said that they were being homeschooled, that they were going to a church that their father was the pastor of, and that they only had five people in the congregation.
And Philip Garrido made no secret of being a sex offender.
He said that, he was in prison a while back. He was in prison for 11 years for crime against a woman.
And if the neighbors had gone to his blog, they'd have noticed something even weirder, that he claimed to have a machine that would allow him to plant voices in other people's heads. And yet, for 18 years, we're told, Philip Garrido was able to keep J.C. Lee Dugard in a concentration camp in his backyard. Garrido told station KCRA from his cell that this isn't at all what it looks like. This is actually a story of redemption.
And in the end, you're going to find the most powerful, heartwarming story and something that needs to be understood.
But I predict that's going to be a hard sell in court. So what do? You can't arrest someone just for being weird. You can't just invade the home of every sex offender who's done his time. Lots of people homeschool, belong to small churches, build gizmos in the basement. And as Americans, we're all about privacy. If you got a bunch of sheds or an old car, or heck, even a cache of weapons, what you have behind your privacy fence is your business. Now, this case is going to be just one more argument for the concept of one sex offense and you're out. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.